My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize, Sleepy Hollow. You were called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. It's been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for another recap show. Yes, we're talking about Sleepy Hollow. This episode is going to be called Magnum Opus. That aired on November 24th on Fox, right before Thanksgiving. Alongside of me, I have Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Nothing much, Mike. Nothing much. So, ready to talk about Sleepy Hollow and ready for it to come back on.
Yes, Monday. This coming up Monday is going to be the fall finale. All hell is literally going to break loose.
Is it the fall finale or is this the season finale? Did they get picked up for a couple more episodes?
I'm guessing because it's the fall finale. It says it on the TV commercial. As for when it's coming back, I have no clue what the actual date is, but it's the fall finale. Actually, I thought the last episode we talked about, I swear to God, it said fall finale. I wrote it on my notes, and then when it was like, and Monday, the fall finale, Armageddon is coming. I was like, oh, can we scratch that out? Because this is going to be the fall finale. So this is the fall finale, yes. It's coming back. Okay. It's kind of weird, because that means what? I think what you said in one of our podcasts, we said that the following is coming back in January.
Yeah, and normally the Sleepy Hollow goes off and the following comes on.
But you know what? I think, didn't that how it was last year? Okay, we got December, it'll be... You know, finale.
They came on the same time.
But didn't January, isn't it like Sleepy Hollow, and then the following? Like,
maybe.
I thought there was one or two episodes before that, which sucks because you have to wait all this time, and then it's like episode, series, season finale. And it's like, yeah. Really? You couldn't put all this shit together? So we're going to be talking about this episode, we just recapped the last one. So if you're tuning in, if you jumped right over here, thank you very much. We're going to talk about our favorite parts of this episode. I'm going to have to rely on you a little bit because, and I'm hoping you remember this episode, overall.
I remember my favorite parts of this episode.
I do too. And the reason why I say this is, in the beginning of this episode, we see Katrina. She's dumb. She's got to be the sloppiest witch I ever have seen on television where she uses the mirror call phone. To call Crane, and what happens when she gets out? She's like, I got to go, Crane, I love you. And then all of a sudden, Henry walks in and goes, hey, let me hit redial, star 69, and is able to listen in on speakerphone to the conversation that Abby and Crane are having.
Yeah, yes, this is your lovely Katrina, who failed her mission, and Moloch is a grown boy now, bringing pheasants in.
Holy crap! Yeah,
and he is a man now. He is not some little baby sucking on her shoulder.
No.
Yeah, and Katrina. Don't get me started on Katrina.
She's easy to look on the eyes. I like looking at Katrina.
So tired of her.
I cannot believe she allowed Henry to hit star 69 and is able to listen to the whole freaking conversation.
Yeah. Well, one thing I like about that. Okay. So. Let's just stay with Katrina right now.
Okay. I
want to be done talking about her.
Okay.
At the end, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, it's time. It's time for you to see everything.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not, you know, the little fantasy that I have you living in. So he basically takes the power away from the necklace. And Moloch is a freaking demon.
Like, yes.
He is full on demon.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's not that little boy that she was holding, and then the baby that the 12-year-old that wanted bread. And
I'm hungry, Mama.
Not the man bringing in the pheasants. It's a full on horny demon.
You say horny demon?
It had horns.
Oh, he said horny. I was like, how do you know this demon's horny? Like, sexually. That's why I was
you
like.
You have a dirty mind.
No, dude, everybody that listens to the show right now is probably thinking the same thing. You were like, and there he is standing, the horny demon.
If they're thinking the same thing, I want them to, you know, tweet the VRO.com and just say yes. Let's see how many yeses we
get. There are some yeses out there because it would have been different if you said, and there's Moloch standing there, all horns and all. That makes sense. But you're like, and there's Moloch, the horny demon. That sounded dirty. Your
he
mind.
Doesn't think it dirty.
So all this crap happens. Katrina is an idiot. Yeah. I can't believe she just allowed this to happen. And then as I'm watching this episode, Amy, okay, I'm watching it, all of a sudden, Fox, breaking news.
Oh.
That crap for Ferguson shows up. The whole cop and the guy.
All that stuff that's on the news right now.
Holy shit. I stopped my DVR. It was at 15:38. It doesn't come back on until 29:15. It's almost like 10 minutes. A little over 10 minutes that I missed of the show. Once it comes back, it immediately starts off with Abby going down into the little tunnel thing where they are going to find Medusa. Hello?
Okay, well, see, then you didn't miss much. Then.
Okay.
Because all they showed was Irving trying to get across the border, and they showed Jenny trying to get him there. And then it showed them going after the sword.
Okay,
that's
so...
And it was at... Was it nighttime?
Yeah, I think it was nighttime.
They were going at night, and the Headless Horseman was there. You know, the sun was getting ready to come up.
Okay, because I was pissed. I was like, dude, seriously? You couldn't have just...
Because Henry sent him there. Henry was like, well, go now.
Which is awesome. Because I am, if anybody's listening to this podcast, I am a huge fan of the Headless Horseman. Not Abraham Horseman. The Headless Horseman. And I'm glad that we finally get to see him, you know, get his freaking battle axe ready and his freaking shotgun.
Yeah,
and
he definitely got his battle axe ready.
That was pretty smart to use Abraham, a.k.a. the Headless Horseman, to go down underneath there to fight Medusa.
Oh, so wait, you're not talking about the first one. Where are we at?
I'm talking about when they...
Crane was like, the whole app thing, knowing that when the sun was going to come up before they went, got him to go down that hole.
Right.
That was pretty cool too. He was like, no, you downloaded this app on my phone.
Oh, see, I didn't even see that part.
Oh yeah. So, they're fighting the Headless Horseman and all this. And then Crane was like, no, just wait. And then the sun starts rising and he was like, did you look at the stars or something? He's like, no, you downloaded the app on my phone.
Mother, see, because then what happened was, is they show Abby going downstairs, right? And then that's when they, and then they realize it's the Gorgon, you know, it's the Medusa, which was pretty awesome to see. And then they run like crazy. And then that's when I see that baby Moloch is a teenager. And then all of a sudden, Fox breaking news. I was like, God forsaken crap again.
Okay. Yeah, gosh. Dang news.
Yeah, so it came on at 41:23, and then I lost it at 43. So I lost about 2 minutes, and then when it comes back, that's when we see Abby sitting down, going, "I can't believe I'm sitting here waiting for the Headless Horseman to show up." And that's when he rides in, and that's when they're like, "Hey, come on, Crane, let's go down there and get the sword."
So, yeah, you didn't miss much. They just had to figure out how they were going to do it.
Yeah, see, which was, I guess. Still, it's cool because it took out that and got right to the meat of the sandwich.
Yeah.
But still, this whole Ferguson crap really pissed me off because I was just like, what? And, you know, because I watched, believe it or not, I was watching CNN when it happened and right when they made the announcement and then all the looting and all that crap happened, it was just total chaos. And I was just like, really? This is what you guys came down there, you know? And there's always idiots, okay? Protesters, I'm all for that. Freedom of speech, yeah. I'm all for that. It's the idiots that were looting. That's what pissed me off about this.
Burning down buildings and
stupid
flag.
Stupid asses.
I bet that pissed you off because you are an ex-military.
Yes, I was a little, because that had nothing to do with burning the flag. That kind of piss me off. I was like, you know what? We should send in SEAL Team 6 and take out some people. But that's just me. But
that's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show.
Let's bring it back to the show. At that moment when I was seeing all that crap, I felt like Abraham. How Crane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if I would have had a battle axe, I would have been killing everything. And that was leading to one of my favorite parts. It was so freaking awesome for me to see the Headless Horseman fighting Medusa.
Yeah, I like that too. Oh. I really like that too.
That was awesome. I was like, no way, Medusa. You're not going to take out the Headless Horseman. And of course, you see Medusa. And I know people are probably like, it wasn't Medusa. It was a Gorgon. It's Medusa in my world.
It's Medusa.
Okay? Clash of the Titans. That's where I'm going.
It's the myth. It's snakes on the head, turns to stone. It's Medusa.
Old school. I'm going 80s Clash of the Titans. Yeah. But then to see the Gorgon, a.k.a. Medusa, grab the Headless Horseman, you're like, nuh-uh, nuh-uh. And the Headless Horseman goes, and chops off Medusa's freaking head.
I like it. I like how Crane was using the cell phone to watch it too.
True.
You
that.
Know, you always see 80s, you know, Clash of the Titans. He uses
the shield.
Mm-hmm. And Crane's like, yeah, Abby, you're taking a selfie, really?
No joke. That was good. I really liked that part. It was really cool to see all that.
So what do you think about the snakes and the water and her having to? I would have died if it was you and I in that room and I had to grab a sword.
Uh-huh.
And it turned into a snake and all the other swords turned into a snake. I would have died right then and there.
See, my wife's the same way. My wife cannot stand snakes. They're just too slithery. Yeah. She probably would have ran out of the room and then turned into stone by Medusa.
Yeah.
But no, I thought it was cool. And don't worry, I don't have a thing like that for snakes. So I would have been like, Amy, you stupid idiot. And then I'd have been like, I'm going to pick this one. You know, I would have done everything. But no, that was cool. I liked all the swords. I liked, you know, the whole trying to figure out crap, you know, the oil.
I was like, I want to watch Indiana Jones now.
You know what? It was kind of like Indiana Jones-like.
Yeah, make sure you take the right chalice.
Yeah, you know, that's good. That's a good thing there. I might have to watch that, too. I do have the Ultimate Box Set.
I do, too.
I might have to watch the great movie. You haven't seen Raiders of the Lost Ark, people. You need to see that, all those. Except the last one, because that was kind of crappy. But, yeah, that whole thing there was cool. And then they got the magical sword, which was pretty badass. And, of course, before that, though, we see this whole big fight, sword fight with Abraham, because now, because of it being an enchanted room, now Crane can see Abraham's head. And so now Abraham is like really finally giving Crane a piece of his mind.
So what do you think about that? Like Crane did. He Abraham's woman.
No.
Who's in the wrong?
I mean, to be honest with you, I can kind of see Abraham's side of it. You know, I mean, even though, you know, Crane didn't go out, you know, it's not like he went out looking and stole Katrina from Abraham. Katrina liked him and, you know, Crane tried to do the best he could, but then that temptation, I mean, and Katrina's hot, you know.
You want my take on it?
You think you're on Abraham's side?
No, I'm on both of their sides. I think Katrina has a bigger plan. I think the whole thing, because even Ichabod says his entire life has been planned by other people.
So you think this
Abraham is the one that got him to America. Abraham's like, oh, you have to come to America. You have to come to America, blah, 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 blah. And then he met Katrina before Abraham introduced her as, yes, this is my future wife. So I think Katrina, and I believe Katrina knew Abraham when they were still in England before they came to America.
You might have something there.
I think she has been playing both of these men.
So this was a big, because hearing their conversation and hearing what you're saying now, it did seem like if we were there in the room, be like, hey, isn't she playing both of y'all for some reason? Because they were both tit for tat, you know, and you could tell that, you know, because at first I didn't think Crane was going to be bothered as he was, you know, like, you know, this whole time is like, I didn't do it to you and da 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 da. But it seemed like everything that Abraham was saying was spot on. Like, it was really.
It was spot on.
Yeah.
And also that flashback where they were meeting at the pub.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought, okay, he met Katrina first when Abraham introduced. That's what I thought. But when they were like, oh, wait a minute, you know, those looks like, oh yeah, I've met her before.
Yeah. Yeah, you might have something there. I mean, maybe there is a bigger – I mean, if you look at it now, let's look at it. Katrina's been lying. She held some – not all the truth to Crane. Crane's yeah. gut is definitely telling her something is up. Abby
– and she killed. She killed Mary.
Because maybe that was going to spoil her plan, the master yes, plan.
Definitely going to – because if he went back
– yeah, maybe Katrina is. Maybe not only is her – and her vagina, she hasn't slept with either one of them, has she?
No.
Man, she's got some serious mojo.
I mean, not anytime soon.
Not
like
even.
She did in the past.
Yeah.
Well, if not, then they wouldn't have had Demon Child Henry.
That is true. So they did sleep together, her and Crane. Yeah. So, yeah, they were married and did their due and everything else. You know what? I mean, I can see Abraham. I mean, Abraham is pissed. The thing about it for me is that I want him to kind of stay a little focused because Abraham is a little off. You know, he can't do his horseman duties. Because yeah. he's so into Katrina. But I'm telling you, man, they were both going for tit for tat. I mean, you could see it in Abraham's face, and then you could see it. Not only were they fighting each other and knocking each other one by one down, but those mental blows, they were hitting each other, you know. And Abraham was hitting some serious stuff. So I kind of see both their sides. But I didn't even think about Katrina maybe having a bigger spider web and had been playing, kind of like pushing Abraham this way, you know, the Headless Horseman this way. So that makes sense. So, well, now they got this sword. So, you know, and then the end of this, you know, like you said earlier, we see, you know, Henry show off everything. And then there's Henry. The horseman's there. Of course, Henry's suit, which is the rider. What is he supposed to be? He's the war, right? Yeah, the horseman of war.
Yeah.
So you see the suit there. Did you watch the commercial for the Monday's fall finale?
No, I did not.
It looks like all hell is going to break loose. I mean, it's battle now. It's the apocalypse. But it looks like we see. I'm hoping. I got my fingers crossed. Remember when they unleashed their own assassin, their demon assassin, whatever you want to call it, and he comes out of the water.
Yeah.
And then he leaves. They show a clip of him. It looks like him coming out of the water because you remember, you know, that Abby tells Crane. You know, for some reason, I felt like he wanted to help us. And so he rides off. Remember, he lures.
Yeah, he goes off.
I think he's coming back, which is going to be totally awesome. So
that's good.
So we'll have Holly, Jenny. Captain's got to be involved in that. And then we got Crane. And then, of course, taking on Henry, Super Magic, which we got Katrina. Maybe she can handle a little bit of that. Moloch is just waiting. He can't do anything because he's, I guess, in limbo, right? Kind of, sort of?
No, he's there now.
Well, don't they have to do something now
to
bring him in 100%? I mean, I thought he wasn't. I mean, I know
no,
that.
I think he's there 100%. I think the baby was him 100%.
Okay. Well, I know they got to blow the horn three times, right? Because the horn, I think it blew it one time, and that's when they call Abraham, and Abraham's like, I'm out of here, the horn. But I think they got to call it two more times, and that's when all hell is supposed to open up.
Yeah.
So,
when
yeah.
all the other demons start coming out.
Dude, this Monday night's going to be freaking awesome. I think it's going to be. It better
They're going to leave us on a huge cliffhanger.
It better be freaking awesome. I'm going to be pissed off because this episode was definitely setting everything up. I really like this one, you know. And I was a little worried about the Medusa because I was like, what? But that just played out really well. And, you know, it kept its distance, too. You know, you saw it in the fighting in the background. It wasn't, like, up close and where you could kind of, like, I don't know. For me, it's like pick apart the creatures and be like, that doesn't even look like, you know, whatever. But I really like this one. Scale of 1 to 10, what do you think of this episode?
I'd give it an 8.
I would give it a 9. Just for the fact that I got to see Medusa fight the horseman, which I would never thought I would have saw ever. Because you just never see those two creatures cross paths.
Yeah.
But they're all-time favorites as kids. You know, the Sleepy Hollow, I remember watching the cartoon. You know, and then, of course, Clash of the Titans. Hello. So I would give it, what did I say, a 9?
And if nobody has seen Clash of the Titans, go find it.
The original.
The original.
I think it was 1982, I think it was.
Yeah, not the new one, but the original. The one with the bird and the wires. Okay? Go find it.
There you go. The awesome 80s special effects.
Yeah.
Watch that one. So that's it. That's it for this recap show. Of course, Monday is the mid-season finale. So we'll be talking about that show. Normally we do a live show on Tuesday, right?
We normally do a live show on Tuesday, but I'm not sure how that's gonna. I'm not sure how it's gonna play out.
So either way, the best thing to do is follow the VRO on Twitter at the VRO or Amy VRO or Mike the Movie Guy. But if you want to go to the main source, blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online, there's a little section up on the top where it'll say upcoming shows, and that's probably your best bet. Once we figure it out, it'll be posted there. That way you can have the link and you can join the conversation, and the chat room will be open and all that good stuff. So, but normally that's going to happen. I guess it should happen on Tuesday, right? I think.
Yeah.
Maybe Monday nights.
Maybe Wednesday, maybe Thursday.
Okay, right. Now you're throwing it off now. Okay, so that's it.
We'll be there.
There you go.
Be patient with us.
Okay, find Amy on online. How do we do that?
You can follow me. My personal Twitter is AmyVRO. Like Mike said, you can follow also the VRO. Instagram, Amy McCracken, and Instagram, Variety Radio Online. If you are fans of an old TV show called One Tree Hill, we are putting together, we're sponsoring a One Tree Hill convention in Wilmington. It's called Return to Tree Hill by Icon. We have 2 passes to give away, and all you have to do is follow all of our social media. You have to do every one of them. Every one of them is mandatory. So you've got to follow us on Instagram, subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, and like us on Facebook. And all that information is at The WB. Oh my God.
You're losing it.
I'm losing it. I need to go back on a holiday. Let's put it that way. at thevro.com. It's www.thevro.com.
There it is. There you go. For me, iWatchMike.com is my blog. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter, Instagram, iWatchMike on YouTube. I think that's pretty much it. And if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online, you can subscribe on iTunes, RSS feed. Everything is there. That way you don't miss the show.
Definitely check out Mike on I Watch Mike on YouTube.
Yes.
No, I Watch Mike on YouTube.
Yes.
Definitely do that because he's got some really awesome, like, movie trailer reactions and reviews and all that amazing.
We just have fun on the YouTube channel. It's this cool little channel.
I like it.
But Variety Radio Online, the cool thing about you guys on YouTube is that you have a bunch of Icon interviews. So if you're a fan of the originals and the Vampire Diaries and The Walking Dead, you guys were just there recently.
And fans of
the
Sleepy Hollow. We've got a Sleepy Hollow interviews up there with the cast from Comic-Con. Check that out.
Sweetness. There it is. All right, people. So stay tuned because we're going to be talking about it. Mid-season finale is going to be happening Monday night. On Fox, it's going to be awesome. It better be freaking awesome. Someone better die, because that's what I'm waiting for. And that's it. So everybody have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. And shout out to all the Sleepy Hollow fans. Thank you for retweets, the shares, all that good stuff. Peace out.
My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize. Sleepy Hollow. You were called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. It's been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father.